This is Sam from the Masculine Journey podcast, and our goal with the podcast is help you to try to find your way in this difficult world. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
It's Missions Monday today, and our question is, when have you given something to God and He multiplied it? Maybe you gave Him your time. Maybe you gave Him your money. Maybe you gave Him your talent. You know, you gave it to Him, and then, oh my goodness, it turned into something miraculous. And we have some help today to help us with that. We have Emily Bearing, and she is with an amazing ministry called Let Them Live. And her story is exactly a story of that, where she had, I'll just let you tell it, Emily, so our listeners can hear it, because I just think it's one of the great stories, testimonies I've heard in many years of when somebody gave something to God and He just multiplied it and multiplied it.
Yeah, well, thank you, Ravi. That means a lot, and thank you for having me on. And I always love sharing this story because it really is a testament to how, you know, you can transform not only your life but other people's lives if you just give it to God. So Let Them Live is a nonprofit that my husband and I started, and it's been a nonprofit for about 5 years, and it's so amazing. My dogs are barking. This is
don't worry about
working
it.
From home. This is the thing, working from home here. We got started because we actually encountered, my husband and I, a woman on Facebook, and it was late one night. My husband and I were just married. You know, we didn't have a lot of money. And this woman is commenting on a pro-life Facebook group that her cousin had an abortion scheduled, and she was asking for advice on what to do and how to help her choose life. And so Nathan reached out to her and asked her why she had the abortion scheduled. We found out that she was evicted, living in her car, lost her job, lost her kids. I mean, it was freezing weather, you know, and she has this abortion scheduled for a couple of days later. And that just really did not fit right with Nathan. And so I was fast asleep when this was all happening. And he actually, through the back and forth messages, offered her all the money in our bank account, which wasn't a whole lot, but it was exactly what she needed to get back into her apartment. And that's what she felt confident that she needed in order to not have an abortion. And so Nathan nudged me awake and was like, hey, do you want to save a life from abortion? And I don't know if I like fully processed it in the moment. I was like, yeah, absolutely. You know, how do we do this? And he's like, well, we got to give her all of our money. And I think it only hit me the next day, like, oh, okay. You know, that's what we did. So sure enough, we did. We got her back into her apartment. She canceled her abortion, chose life, and sent us an ultrasound. And that was what sparked Let Them Live. You know, we started researching and to see if other women were in the same situations. And sure enough, a majority of women are having abortions because of financial burden. And to us, that was just so solvable. And so we didn't have any more money. So we started reaching out to family and friends and, you know, giving it to God. And little by little, here we are 5 years later and almost 1,000 lives saved from abortion.
Right. And there's so many neat things about this story. Number one, how old were you and your husband when that happened?
Yes. I was 23 and my husband was 25. So
yeah, there you are.
Really young.
How long had you been married?
We have been married for 5.5 years. So literally the length of Let Them Live. I mean, Let Them Live is legitimately our baby. It's been our whole relationship.
So how long were you married that night? Wasn't that just like
that night? Yeah, it was about 2 months.
2 months maybe. Into your marriage. But the other part of the story that I know from interviewing you before at the NRB is that you guys had been praying for a nonprofit. Like, God, I think you want us to push into some kind of nonprofit work. Am I right?
Yeah. We had started Let Them Live technically a year before, but it wasn't a nonprofit, and we were really not sure what we were supposed to do with it. Mason was just like, Emily, you're really pro-life. I think you should start something. So we did, not knowing, you know, what we were actually supposed to do. And, you know, we had known activism and like kind of lobbying and legislative stuff from our past. So we kind of went with that at first, but things just really didn't feel right. It didn't really feel like this is what we were supposed to be doing. So I prayed. I was like, all right, God, look, like, you got to let us know what you want Let Them Live to do, like where we're supposed to serve. And I distinctly remember, you know, avoiding Let Them Live at all costs, trying to do other things, you know, trying to not fulfill the mission that God had set me on. And finally I caved and I said, all right, God, like, I'm doing Let Them Live, but look, like, here's my conditions. I don't want to do pregnancy counseling and I don't want to have to fundraise all the time. I sit here, you know, 5-6 years later and telling everyone that's what we do, pregnancy counseling and fundraising. So I sit here very humbled and amazed at how God can use us in ways that we never wanted to or thought.
So again, this is a live show, and you listening, you can relate, I'm sure, in some way that you gave God something, whatever that might have been, and he multiplied it, but also he stretched you out of your comfort zone, all those things. We would love to hear your story, and the number to call us to share yours is 8, or maybe you got a question for Emily in her ministry, 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. We would love to know, you know, when did you give God something like they gave this original money to this young lady, and then God just multiplied it and multiplied it? 866-348-7884. So, Emily, do you remember how much money it was that you gave her that night?
I do. It was $1,200. I do remember right after Nathan and I were married, we really didn't have anything. We wanted to kind of move out from living with my in-laws. And so Nathan, being a funny guy that he is, he said, hey, I found us a home. And I was thinking, well, I don't know how that's possible because we don't have money. We can't afford rent. And he took me to his family's business, which is called Burning Trailer Sales. And they do trailer storage on their property. And he pulls up and he pulls me in front of a Holiday Rambler fifth wheel. And he says, we're home. And I was like, oh no, he had cleaned out, someone had abandoned it on the property. And he was like, here we go, honey, we're home. So at this time we're living in a fifth wheel travel trailer. We didn't have 2 pennies to rub together. I mean, if we needed gas in our car, we were scrounging on the ground, you know, we were eating dollar menu Taco Bell. Like, that was just our life. And we had gotten some checks from our wedding.
Oh, wow. Emily, I hate to jump in here, but we got to go to a break. No, but you can see what the situation is. What happened with $1,200? We're going to get back with your stories much more when we come back on Truth Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Truth Talk Live.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Today on Missions Monday, we're talking about, when have you given something to God and he just multiplied it and multiplied it? Maybe it was time. Maybe it was money. Maybe it was your talents. It's amazing to see what God does. And we have got Emily with us. She's with a ministry called Let Them Live. Again, if you go to letthemlive.com, you can see all the cool things that they are doing even today. And I think there's even pictures there, right, Emily, of the young man. Isn't it a little boy that was born as a result of that night from Facebook?
Absolutely. That is a baby saved from a later abortion. And then we also have on our YouTube videos of moms and their babies and their testimonies. But if you go to our website, letthemlive.org, you can see the babies and the moms and their stories, and also give and get involved, because this is not something we can do alone. That's for sure.
But the thing that just, again, the thing that just blows my mind, right? You guys, you know, a brand new, newly married couple, you're living in Israel. You know, you're trying to make your own way, and your husband wakes you up in the middle of the night and says, honey, we want to give your money to this lady and save a life. So it's true that $1,200 is such an investment in so many different ways, but how many times has God multiplied that?
I mean, he's multiplied it almost 1,000 times. You know, we we helped that one mom. We had gotten checks from our wedding and had a little bit of padding in our account. And he called us to give it away. And, you know, at the time it was stressful for sure. But the way God has worked in the last 5.5 years and has multiplied that into, you know, millions of dollars raised to support moms and give them the financial support they need to choose life. It's just absolutely mind blowing. God is just so good. And to see all these moms and babies, I mean, we just had a baby turn 4 years old 2 days ago. So to see, you know, the generational impact is really amazing.
And it's just practical, right? What you guys have discovered is that a large percentage of abortions are just a financial issue.
100%. And really, that's what made the most sense to me was, you know, there's no reason that women should be walking into that abortion clinic, especially, you know, if it's because they can't make their rent that month. For a lot of us, it's possible to either take on that financial burden ourselves or at least contribute to it. And so really, women should not have to choose between paying their bills or their unborn baby's life. And so that's why I think Let Them Live is so crucial, especially, you know, with it being a post-Roe era that we're in, is meeting those women directly and meeting their physical needs, which is really, really important and a really important step to also then meeting their spiritual needs.
But you guys actually have a statistic of what percentage of women have an abortion for financial reasons, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's from the Guttmacher Institute, and it's 73%. And there aren't a lot of studies showing an updated number, but we know that it's a really high number, but at least 73%.
Wow. And so it's a simple matter of, as you've done all this fundraising, right? and then there's, at this point in time, am I right? Like hundreds of babies that have been saved?
Oh yeah. Thousands, hundreds, you know, we're almost at 1,000. So I think we're at like 950 lives saved. And again, some of those are still in the womb and some just celebrated, you know, their third, fourth birthdays. But it's amazing to see. Nathan and I thought that maybe after we helped that first mom, we could save two or three lives in our lifetime. And so God has really just blown us away by his doings. I mean, it's wild.
It's absolutely wild. So what's your story? 866-348-7884. We'd love for you to get in on this. 866-348-7884. We got my friend Buskman in Ohio. Buskman, what you got for us?
Hey, Robbie. It's always a pleasure. Emily, I absolutely love you. And I just got some messages from some unborn children. It sounds like this. Goo goo gaga. Thank you, Emily. Goo goo gaga. But I couldn't quite make it out, Emily. I couldn't quite. But I was standing right next to a pregnant mom, and I could almost swear to it, guys. I heard a goo-goo, ga-ga, thank you, Emily.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? It's one of the neatest.
It absolutely is.
Neatest stories.
Now, who came to my mind, Robbie, was about Emily's ministry, was George Mueller. I believe he was in Germany. And God bless this man. And this was in the 1800s. Please check me on that, Truth Talk Live. But he didn't ask for a single dollar, a single dime. And God provided the Muellers so much that they had several orphanages in I believe it was Germany. Maybe it was Great Britain. But I do remember his name. It was George Mueller. The Faith of George Mueller was a video that I watched.
And yeah, so I've heard that story as well. But I was thinking it was Great Britain. But you could be right. It could be Germany. But I remember the story. It's mind blowing. Yeah. Well, thank you, Busman. As always, it's great to hear from you today.
Absolutely, Truth Talk Live rocks.
All right,
Emily. Emily.
Thank you, Busman. Love you too.
Bye
bye. All right, we got Melinda is in North Carolina. Melinda, you're on Truth Talk Live. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. I'm so excited you called.
Yes, I'm so excited to be able to share my story, which actually started when I was about 8 years old. It's the first time I really remember that I was going to church. You know, I grew up in church, and so it was Sunday morning, and we had a speaker come in from Russia, and he was talking about, you know, how his life had changed and things like that, and I remember thinking, you know, God, how is my life going to really change because I'm already a Christian? You know, I want to be able to stand in front of people and tell a story. But, you know, I go to a Christian school and I lived in a Christian home. Well, God gave me the perfect opportunity to stand in front of people. I graduated from nursing, and 5 months after I graduated, the patient died, and they tried to blame the death of the patient on me. And so I ended up not being a nurse for many, many years and ended up in pharmaceutical sales. And it took me some time to realize, okay, you know, I knew God was in control of the situation. I just couldn't understand why he let it happen to me. And then all of a sudden, over time, I realized why he let it happen to me. And on June the 15th of 2015, God led me to stop working with the pharmaceutical company and write a book about the forgiveness from the perspective of science. So what happens when we don't forgive from a medical standpoint? And so I wrote that book, The Common Denominator is Unforgiveness, and published it right before COVID. But more than anything, I want people to know that I know one time we had.
Oh, Melinda, I hate to jump in on you, but we got to go to a break. But I'm dying to hear the end of this story. I love what you're discussing. We got more with Emily and Melinda coming right up. We need your story. 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. So much more Truth Talk Live coming up.
Truth Talk Live.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live today. How fun on Missions Monday. When have you given something to God and he multiplied it? Maybe it was your time, your money, your talent. We've been talking to Emily with Let Them Live, letthemlive.org. And Melinda has just called in. And Melinda, when it sounds like you had given God your talent in writing, you didn't know. And then he sounds like he's multiplied that, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it was interesting because, you know, God has spoken to me, you know, for years and years and years. And when he spoke to me and said he wanted me to write this book in 2015, I was like, God, I can't write a book. And he's, you know, and I kept hearing him, write the book. And I was like, look, I'm smart in science and math, God. I cannot write this book. And he's like, write the book. So finally, I was like, okay, I'm going to write the book. And I start writing it. And it was not the easiest thing in the whole wide world.
Oh, no, no. No, it's not.
I called one of the guys that did the research for 35 years on the science side of forgiving. 75% of our medical problems can come from unforgiveness. And now we know exactly what happens in our subconscious mind that makes that happen, that turns our bodies toxic. So you might be filtering your water. You might be getting enough sleep. You might be eating the right things. But it doesn't matter if you've got someone in your heart that you haven't forgiven, because in your subconscious mind, it's harbored as anger and resentment. And every time it gets triggered, your subconscious mind, you don't know about it, but it'll get triggered by one of the five senses, whether it's sight, smell, sound. It gets triggered, and when it does, it recalls that memory. The problem is it releases the hormones, but it's not really happening. So your body doesn't use the hormones like it did when you had the actual event.
So you got to tell us, how did the book do?
It's doing good. It came out 12 of 19. So that was in and of itself a huge problem. I have always been, and even when I went in pharmaceutical sales, I was going to tell you that, you know, as hard as it was for me to leave nursing, I can look back now and see exactly why God had it happen, because I ended up every single day of my life praying, God, put somebody in my life that I can do something good for, that I can speak to, and that I can make something, make them happy. And it was weird because some offices, I called on about 10 doctor's offices a day. And over the years, people were like, are you sure you're not an angel? Are you sure you're not a preacher? And I'm like, no, I'm not. And God would give me at times, not all the time, but he would give me information to say to people that they needed to hear. And they're like, how did you know that? And I said, well, I've got a man above that gives me some clues.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, just kind of left. But, yeah, he has been so amazing in my life. And now my goal, you know, we're living in the end times, and we have to be lights. And when we're lights, not only do we have to shine, but we have to educate people. People don't know how to forgive. I did research before I ever wrote the book. And 68% of people had no idea how to forgive. A lot of people, even Christians, thought that they did not have to forgive for everything. They thought they could justify if something was really bad, then they wouldn't have to forgive, that God would understand. And so not only is it that God doesn't necessarily understand, because he commands us to forgive everyone so that we can be forgiven, but now we know that we will get sick if we don't forgive. It's just a matter of time and a matter of what you might actually have.
That's so wonderful. Again, the name of your book, Melinda?
It's called The Common Denominator is Unforgiveness.
Okay. The common denominator is unforgiveness. Thank you so much for your call, Melinda. God bless. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And it has step by step. It teaches people how to forgive.
Good.
So that you can, you know, go back and remember the situation and forgive and then move forward.
There you go. God bless. Okay. I appreciate you so much, Melinda. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
We got Jan. Yeah. We got Jan in North Carolina, but we need your call, 866-348-7884. Jan, you're on Truth Talk Live. Good afternoon.
I have a testimony. When my husband and I were 25 and 26 years old, we had left Alabama and had gone to Columbus, Mississippi. We had sold our home, got the equity, and we go into the worship. And they're wanting money to build a new plant based on the team teaching thing. And so my husband and I both were givers. We tithed from before we were married, and he never worked until he got finished college, and we got married 3 days after he finished college. But we gave that year. And I'm telling you, the new job he had taken at Ambath Industries paid overtime to a computer person, and he had no idea that he was going to be paid overtime.
So, Jan, how much did you give to the church for that project?
I will not share that.
Okay, but
I will tell you.
It was a lot of money?
We got all that we got out of our equity, and we were renting a home at that time. Because he didn't want to buy anywhere until we had settled there, and we had just moved there. So we were renting a house, and we gave our equity that we had received from the house that we had just sold, and we got exactly 24 times the amount we gave. So God...
He multiplied it, right? Wow, what a story. Thank you, Jen. I appreciate that.
That's just the beginning. He has commissioned me to write a book talking about all I've seen him do in our lives ever since we were little children. So God's on my radar, he's on yours, and I appreciate your work at Truth Talk and all the radio stations.
Well, thank you, Jan.
Much.
God bless. Thank you. I appreciate your call very much. You have a great day. So, getting back to Emily, wow, your story has got a lot of people thinking, I guess.
I hope so. It's amazing to hear because I don't even think I knew until even recently just how amazing God is and how he can take nothing and turn it into something. So it's encouraging to hear, and I hope more people continue to let God in their lives like that.
Yeah, so it's a beautiful thing that, again, for people that are just tuning in, Emily's with Let Them Live, which is essentially this amazing ministry that started from them investing some money in a lady that had some financial challenges that was going to lead to her abortion. By them helping her with that money, then, you know, she was able to, you know, essentially that child was born. And then, you know, God's given you guys this ministry where you continue to have this opportunity to help more and more and more and more moms, right?
Yes, and it's crazy because, you know, we just, we're taking it day by day. You know, like I said, we didn't think we, you know, maybe we would save one or two lives from abortion in our lifetime, and God has just superseded all of our expectations. You know, when we hit 100 lives saved, and, you know, then it was 500, and now it's almost 1,000, and it's just crazy. And we put pictures of all of the babies on our wall at our home, and we're running out of wall space, but that's a good problem to have. And it's a great reminder looking at all of those babies and knowing that, you know, when our time comes and it's time for us to leave this earth, you know, we've left something behind that can continue on in generations and generations.
And so how many, it looks like from your website now, which again is letthemlive.org, you guys have a huge staff now. How many people are involved with what you're doing?
We do. We pay about 50 people. And so we've grown. I mean, just on that end of things, it's nothing I ever would have thought would have happened. We have hundreds of volunteers. We've got interns. We have tens of thousands of donors and supporters across the, you know, the U.S. and internationally. You know, our team, we're a digital organization, so we all work remotely, but it's amazing what we've been able to do and what God has been able to do through us. But we have pregnancy counselors. We have a digital team. We have our marketing team. I mean, we've got people making sure that everyone's happy at the organization, you know, making sure that the internal stuff is taken care of. And I get the opportunity to talk to donors and share our story and raise more money for these moms and help them get their financial situation under, you know, under control, and not just by, you know, paying their bills for them and supporting them that way, but giving them the tools to pull them out of the situation and learn more for the future. So, you know, natural family planning, Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University, we've got financial coaching, we've got life coaches, we've got, you know, Christian doctors and psychologists and psychiatrists. So these moms.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've seen it. It's like, man, from 5 years, like, God helped you save a life, and oh my goodness, what he did with that. But we know you've got a story. We want to hear yours. We got to go to a break, but we'll be right back. Your story at 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back.
Truth Talk Live.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live today on Mission Monday. You know, it's an interesting thing. When you give something to God, he often multiplies it. And so, not often, I think every time he multiplies it. And so how has that played out in your life, which actually leads to missions in all sorts of ways, whether you gave him your time, your money, your talent? We are speaking with Emily Burning with Let Them Live, this ministry, amazing ministry with letthemlive.org. But as I was listening to that spot from Focus on the Family, Emily, during the break, I thought, you know, Emily, you work with your spouse every day, and he's quite a character, undoubtedly. But that's really a neat thing that, and early on in your marriage, you were definitely a partner in this, and you're still very much partners today, 5 years later.
100%. And Robbie, it's so crazy just how much God has blessed our marriage. You know, it's also become so obvious to us that our marriage is, you know, a prime target for the enemy as well. And so it's when I was listening to the Focus on the Family ad, I was like, man, that is such a great point, you know.
I did too.
to kind of put yourself first there. And you know, Nathan and I have had to learn how to kind of switch on and off the roles. So, you know, if we're ready for husband and wife time, just spending time together, we've got to switch off the coworker roles, you know, and sometimes we've got to become coworkers. And so it's been a balance, but God has really blessed us. And I would say our marriage has never been stronger.
And also, I noticed on your website, on your picture, you're holding a baby. Is that your own?
That is not, actually. Funny enough, and again, this is crazy how God is just kind of ironic and his plans are just more than we could think of. But Nathan and I actually found out we couldn't have kids a couple years ago. And, you know, it was so tough, but God has really shown us that let them live our mission. Like, this is our life. These babies that we're saving are kids in a way, you know. And so that baby that we're holding is actually a baby. We were in the delivery room when he was born. We were helping his mom, and we were there for her. And we held him as he was just a few minutes old. And I just will never forget that experience. And God has blessed us beyond measure, even if it wasn't, you know, in the way that we originally had thought it would be or wanted it to be.
Yeah, I see that so often in ministry that you know, it is ironic that God, you know, there seems like he was involved because he had this whole way he was going to surround us with his love. And it's clearly the case with your story. But as you're listening, I know you got a story and you would bless us all with it. So call us 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. So now that you've been doing this for 5 years, Emily, what would you say has changed after Roe versus Wade or whatever? What would you say are the big changes that you've seen in what you guys are doing?
Yeah, big change in a lot of different ways. You know, from the women that we see, you know, we're seeing a lot of cases, a lot more women, you know, having access to abortion pills, even if they live in states where abortion is illegal. You know, we've seen other organizations that raise funds to, you know, support abortion and pay for abortion and travel to abortion. We've seen them really ramp up their efforts and raise more money than ever, you know, giving women even more access to abortion, you know, and unfortunately, you know, we did see, you know, on the fundraising side of things, Let Them Live, not so much, but I know in the pro-life movement as a whole, a lot of donations were down. I think, you know, a lot of pro-lifers have been fighting for so long to see Roe overturned, and kind of thought that was the pinnacle, you know, and that things were kind of done after that. But the reality is our work is just getting started. And you know, in this post-war world, we have to have those safety nets for women that are still seeking abortion, you know, and figure out what their needs really are. And so my encouragement is just for everyone to just keep going at it, keep donating, keep supporting, keep volunteering, and just really be a presence for those moms. Because if we're not there, someone else will be there to you know, aid them in getting an abortion.
So how do you guys let moms know that you have financial resources to help them if they choose to keep their baby?
Yeah, so it's a combination between our social media presence. So God really propelled our social media presence, and we've got a lot of followers, which is amazing. And multiple women have found us, you know, through social media. We had a mom who was actually in Planned Parenthood about to have her abortion, but she was scrolling on Instagram and happened to stumble upon a post and got connected with our team. And her counselor called her in the bathroom of Planned Parenthood, and she walked out. So we've had situations like that. Social media is great that way. We also have partnerships with sidewalk counselors and pregnancy centers. A lot of pregnancy centers are not equipped to provide the sometimes pretty high financial support that moms need. And so they can refer women to us for that type of support. And in turn, we love partnering with pregnancy centers and sidewalk counselors because they're filling needs that we can't fill. You know, we don't have ultrasound machines. We don't have physical locations. And so to have that community support to see that ultrasound is extremely important. And so we love our partnerships. We love our collaboration. You know, we collaborate with other organizations like Live Action as well. And it's really beautiful. It's a beautiful mosaic of the pro-life community coming together to make sure moms have all their needs taken care of.
Yeah. And as you talked about that lady you know, scrolling through Instagram, and just the right moment she sees, you know, your ad or your post, however that works. You know, I can't help think of the critical aspect of prayer, right? I'm sure you guys must have a huge prayer team, because obviously that's just God intervening. Like, this child is somebody that's supposed to live, right?
Yes, 100%. We have a lot of people praying for us, praying for the moms, praying for their babies, and, you know, praying that we continue to keep our spirit up. This work is so hard, and the spiritual warfare is very, very real. And so we're very grateful for, you know, everyone who prays for us. And, you know, if anyone's listening and you feel like that's how you can support us, that is absolutely needed. And I know for Nathan and I personally, we actually just got baptized last summer.
Really?
Let Them Live has helped us to grow in our faith as well. Nathan became a Christian, and truly I think it's the journey that God put us on through Let Them Live that really forced us to face our beliefs and just really declare Jesus as Lord. So it's been an amazing journey for us personally as well.
Yeah, you spoke about that at the NRB, and, you know, isn't that cool? That it's just really, really a beautiful thing. And so, you know, that's another big change, obviously, as you grow into more intimacy with Christ himself, as he leads your ministry more, you know, prayer becomes more and more central to the idea, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It becomes necessary. It becomes one thing that keeps it all together when, you know, it's stressful and, you know, things don't go the way we want them to, and things are sad, and, you know, things in our life get out of control and chaotic. And the one thing that remains just so steady is prayer. And that's what has gotten us through times where we did not think we would make it, you know? So it has been central to our mission of Let Them Live, and has become just a normal day-to-day routine for us.
Yeah. 'Cause I would imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, but my guess is, you know, because I have a ministry to single moms and widows as well, that's, you know, for car repair, but it's not uncommon for you to be betrayed. In other words, somebody takes all the help and then they turn around and do what it was they were not supposed to do. That's got to absolutely rip your heart out.
Yeah, and you know, luckily, and it has happened, and that's part of the learning process for us over the last 5 years, is how we continue to balance, you know, the funds that we're getting from donors and stewarding that properly and helping the moms and making sure that, you know, it's actually going to help. And, you know, we've definitely had our hearts broken a number of times, you know, counseling women and giving them every option possible, but, you know, having them still choose abortion, and that's really difficult, and, you know, kind of makes you reflect on yourself and say, well, could I have done more of, but it's really, again, a learning process. And you know, now we, if you don't make mistakes, you can't learn from them. And now we have a really robust, solid program with our counseling department of vetting these moms and making sure that the support is there, and giving them the best chance to say yes to our support as well.
Yeah, because it's, you know, that would just, you know, and I found out all too, you know, it's, you know, oh, wow, I did not see that coming. And I did not, you know, there's just things that come out of left field, because, as you said, the warfare is real, because this is life and death for you guys. I mean, this is serious. And so yeah. Satan realizes that some of these babies, he has them on the ropes. And he hadn't, you know, he's formidable. But God has raised up you guys, raised up this tremendous team that you have. Again, you can see them all there at the website. And you guys are actually located in Indiana?
So we started in Indiana when we lived there, but about 2.5 years ago, we felt God calling us to Florida. So we are actually in Florida now, and it's a lot warmer down here. But we do have some of our staff down here as well, but we're kind of sparse throughout the country. But really grateful to be here. It's you know, admiring God in nature and what he's created. You know, we live right by the beach, and so being able to kind of say, I'm about to walk to the beach with my husband, and we're going to kind of get to decompress from the day and just really sit and bask in God's, you know, awesomeness.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Where in Florida?
We are just north of Daytona Beach, so we're in the Sun Coast. You know.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly where that is. Sure.
Yeah, on the Atlantic Ocean. So we're again, so blessed. And it's really been so humbling, and I can't wait to see, you know, what God does while we're here too. He called us here for a reason, and it's still unraveling.
So right this very moment here, we got a whole Truth Talk Live audience ready, willing, and able to pray for you. How would you, what thing would you, if you know God was standing here right this minute, what would you ask him for?
I would ask him for courage and just strength to continue every day, and energy for our whole team, not just for me, but for our whole team, and to allow him to just guide us every single day.
Well, let's pray. Lord, thank you for Emily so much, for her team, for this ministry. Lord, give them courage to fight the fight, and we thank you for all you're doing, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
Truth Talk Live.
This is the Truth Network.